It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 512. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics. My email address is miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Mike Tech Show, Facebook, facebook.com/Mike Tech Show, and also /Mike Nation Net. We have the wiki at mtswiki.com. I have lots to talk about tonight. I think I have a great tip that you're going to like if you're ever in a situation with a client or maybe yourself and you forgot that password in Windows 7 and you want to reset it. I'm going to show you a simple trick on how to do that with the tools that are right in front of you. You don't have to have special software. Want to go over a lot of email tips and some great links to some very interesting articles that I want to and some utilities and a PDF that I want to share with everybody. Sit back and get your favorite beverage and relax, kick back and listen. And before we get started, want to talk about Instant House Call, which is the best remote support software that you can use for supporting your clients. One feature that I never talk about, actually Winston Wolf in the chat demonstrated this to me last week. He uses Instant House Call with Windows 8. Now, you know, I have not embraced Windows 8, but Instant House Call has an app that will work within the Metro interface. So if you are embracing Windows 8 and using it, they're one of the few remote support companies, if they might be the only, that has a natural integrated app to Windows 8, and you can sit back and control everybody very easily from Windows 8. So give that a shot, and you can try it out free for 15 days by going to instanthousecall.com. But don't forget to enter the promo code Mike Tech Show. And you can also get there by clicking on the Instant House Call link on the left-hand side of my website. So try it out free for 15 days. Last Thursday, there was no show because of my water heater breaking. And I had an emergency where we had no hot water. And I was very lucky that someone that is in my B&I group, a plumber who is very talented, very, very good, he changed his schedule on Thursday just to make it to my house to do that repair. And I want to thank Jason for making the time, getting out and taking care of that. And not only that, but he found a potential problem where there was a leak from a pipe that looked like it was going to burst that was feeding that. And there was a couple valves that were old, and you never go down there into your basement and start looking at things, but it was ugly. A couple of things that he saved me. We had no water damage because nothing broke to where any water came out, but I was very, very lucky. And I was dealing with that Thursday evening, and that took precedent over doing the show. And then I was able to relax a little bit on the weekend because it was the 4th of July weekend. And Friday, I really thought I was going to be off. Thought I had Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. No tech, no clients to work on. I'm going to kick back and relax. So Thursday, very late. Matter of fact, I was getting ready to go to bed. And a client called me who's only a few blocks away, and he said, "Mike, my hard drive failed." And we went over a couple things, and he was absolutely right. Matter of fact, we did the Dell diagnostics on boot in the BIOS. Remember, if you have a Dell, you can, and you're having some kind of an issue, and you want to eliminate hardware from at least a quick diagnostics on boot before you get the main boot screen, hit F12 on the keyboard, and you can pick diagnostics and go through the diagnostics. Well, the hard drive failed, and he could not boot. The hard drive's dead. And it's about 3 years old, the system, an OptiPlex. But he has an external drive, and I set up SyncBack. So he doesn't have an image, but he has all of his data backed up every night. He said, "Mike, I don't want to bother you on the 4th of July holiday. Should I just take it to Geek Squad?" And I was like, no, don't do that. I said, "I know your system. I've set it up. I know how to configure your email. You just bring me the system tomorrow." This was the 3rd of July. So I said, "Bring me the system. Bring me your Office 2010 CD. And he had this mail list program that he needs, so that was the only other software. So he brought that over, and that was my 4th of July. Now, luckily, around here, the weather was just terrible. So there was nothing scheduled. Our get-together for the family and everything was all scheduled for Saturday, which was beautiful weather. So I spent my Friday working on the system and, you know, loading the drivers and then getting all the updates and then marrying back his data, which was a godsend, having that backup. So remember, backup. SyncBack's free. That's a great program to configure, and you got to use something. Now that I have his system ready, I give him a call, and he says, "Look, I'll pick it up Saturday morning if that's not a problem." So he comes by Saturday morning, picks it up, takes care of it. And then Saturday and Sunday was pretty much free. I was able to rest and then get back into the grind. Something I was going to talk about last Thursday was this tip, because Wednesday of last week, a friend brought a laptop to me. The laptop was his mother's laptop that she had not used it in so long, they forgot the password. They called Dell. It was a Dell laptop. Dell quoted them $250. Now, I don't know what they were going to do. Were they going to redo the operating system or what? But $250 to reset a password? That's insane. That's insane. I said, "Drop off the laptop to me. I'll reset the password and give it to you to take back to your mother. You don't have to spend anything." As a matter of fact, this is my friend who's the electrician who hooked up the generator and has done lots of work, and I've done work for him, so had to take care of him. Here's the tip. You don't need to buy any software. You don't need to download anything. You just need one of two CDs. You need your Windows 7 install disk or the repair disk. And I recommend every tech out there, the repair disk for Windows 7 only has two flavors. You got 32-bit and 64-bit. It doesn't matter. Whether it's home, whether it's pro, whether it's enterprise, a repair disk is just two flavors. You should make one on a 32-bit operating system, and you should make one on a 64-bit operating system, and they should be in your bag, an absolute. That's required. So I pulled out my Windows 7 64-bit disk, booted up. Now I'm going to have a link to this process. When you're done booting, actually during the boot process, it will come up and tell you what drive letter the Windows operating system on the hard drive that it found. Because remember, the C drive is going to be your boot disk. So pay attention to the drive letter as you click OK and next in that screen. Now, this is going to happen whether you're booting up with the Windows CD or when you and click repair, or you're booting directly to the repair disk. most likely it's going to be the letter D for the drive. I see that it's D. Now you got a window where you got a lot of options to do repairs, where you can do a recovery, you can do pick command prompt. Once you're at the command prompt, you want to copy the utilman.exe. We're making a safety copy. You're copying /windows/system32/utilman.exe /d:/. So we're taking and making a copy of utilman.exe from the system32 directory to the root of the D drive. Now, this is the critical command. We're copying the cmd.exe and we're copying it to utilman.exe in the system32 directory. So we have a command line that you got to type where you're copying /windows/system32/cmd.exe /d:/windows/system32/utilman.exe. So we're making the CMD program, which brings you to a command prompt, we're making it utilman.exe. We're all done. Type exit. Reboot normally. That's it. Just reboot normally. Now, when you're ready to log in and you see the username, now let's say the username's Mike and you don't know the password, there's an accessibility icon on the left-hand side of the screen. That's the Utilman program. When you click that, you now get a command prompt. So you click that, you're now into a command prompt and you have not logged into the system. Now you use the net user command. So you type net space user space the username. So let's say it's Mike space and the password that you want to set it to. So let's make it password. So net space user space username space password. Hit enter. That's it. You just reset the password. Now at that login prompt, type the word password. You're in. That's it. You reset the password. You should go back and redo the boot process and recopy the Utilman back over. But you know what? You may just want to leave it there because that's a great emergency. I mean, how many people really use that accessibility icon on the boot of Windows 7? I've just given you the recipe for easily resetting a password without doing anything incredible, fancy, or anything. It's a great trick, and it's one of those things that you should write down the core commands and have it in a little text file on your USB stick or print it out, keep it in your tool bag. I will have a detailed link, painfully going step-by-step, screenshot for screenshot of everything that I just said that you can review and go over and try it out. Test this out on your Windows 7 system. So this way you'll feel comfortable with doing that if you have to do that for a client, for a friend. In just a couple minutes, I was able to reset that password, give the system back so his mom could log in now. Hopefully that tip will come in handy for you. So I have a few emails. A lot of these are follow-ups, again, to some past topics. I don't want to dwell on some of them, but it is some new content. So I do want to review it, and then I want to get to these lots of great links that were sent to me. This was Joe about blocking the installation of Internet Explorer 10 and or 11. This is great. On your last show, you were talking about a customer that had to use only Internet Explorer 9. That's right. Just wanted to let you know that Microsoft provides a toolkit to disable the automatic installation of IE 10 and IE 11. This will keep both versions from ever being installed automatically. Even if you used the blocker toolkit to block Internet Explorer 8, Internet Explorer 9, or Internet Explorer 10 from being installed as a high priority or important update, you will still need to use the Internet Explorer 11 version of the blocker toolkit to block Internet Explorer 10 from being installed. There are different registry keys used to block or unblock automatic delivery of Internet Explorer 8, 9, and 10, or 11. The instructions are below, and they are the same for both versions. So there are two toolkit links, and I will make sure that they are in the show notes. And thank you, Joe, for sharing that. This is from A-Tech in the chat. It's about Unchecky. I just wanted to write to let you know how disappointed I am with Unchecky. By the way, A-Tech, I am right with you. A couple days ago, I started having issues with some websites not loading. Instantly, I thought it may be a virus or malware, so I did a few scans with Malwarebytes, ADWJRT. There was nothing major found. After doing some research online, someone mentioned to check the host file. Wouldn't you know, Unchecky has altered the host file and messed up my computer. I uninstalled Unchecky, deleted all the entries in my host file, restarted my computer, and the website started loading as normal. I think Unchecky should be uninstalled on everyone's computer to avoid hours and hours of frustrating troubleshooting. Keep up the good work, Mike. Thank you, Aaron, who's A-Tech in the chat. I agree with you. Now, a lot of you may not agree with this position, but I have witnessed problems with Unchecky. Actually, I thought it was the culprit for not allowing Malwarebytes to update properly, but that was an incorrect correlation between Unchecky and Malwarebytes. But I am in agreement with A-Tech, for the right or for the wrong. I am not installing that on clients. That is now removed from my process. It used to be part of my process of utilities that I would put on systems. I have now removed it because when a program starts rearing its head and causing you problems, it's gone. It's like free antivirus. I will use them until they disappoint me. Once they disappoint me, goodbye, gone. I will not support it. I will not recommend it. This is from Terry from Arizona. And by the way, Terry, I hope you are going to the meetup on August 4th. And I will have a link to that. If you're in the area or if you're planning on coming to the CompTIA convention, there's still time to register to get a free registration and meet with Carrie Holzman, myself, and a group of people from TechNibble and Lisa, from who's Call That Girl. We're going to have a great time. It's sponsored by Instant House Call, and that's going to be 1 to 3 p.m. local time in Arizona on Monday, August 4th. And just seeing Terry from Arizona made me think of him because he wrote this nice email. He used tweaking.com's Windows Repair to fix a computer's file associations. I had some reg files to try, but you have recommended tweaking.com Windows Repair, so I gave it a try. It worked very well. Thank you. I am glad to hear that. This is John recommending, back from show 509, encryption software and also cloning. Now, for cloning, he recommends TerabyteUnlimited.com, and that was also a recommendation for when I did the cloning show. On encryption, BitLocker, he has no other real viable options, especially on servers. Keep in mind, your server should be encrypted as well for full HIPAA compliance. He's correct. Windows 7 Ultimate is the way to go. I agree. Now, to follow up on encryption, this is from Daniel, who's Real McCoy, and he's in the chat tonight, and he sent me an email here. He says, I meant to email you much earlier about this, an alternative for full disk encryption, and it's Sophos Safeguard. It might be more of an enterprise solution than small business solutions, but I'm saying that as someone that was on the user end. He has used and deployed, and I'm going to have the link, and that is for Sophos Encryption. I also passed that on to a listener this week who inquired about encryption software. I have not had the chance to test this out, but it is like number one on my priority list to test this because I really don't want to roll out BitLocker. I really, really, really don't. I think I'm going to be forced to, but I would like another enterprise solution regardless of the cost, just because I've seen BitLocker ruin data. And once you see software ruin a system and make the data unrecoverable, I find it very hard to roll that out. Daniel, thank you. Follow up on cloning hard drives. Just listened to the last show, and I was wondering if you could throw out one question to your listeners. If they have had problems cloning to SSDs, I tried several of the mentioned cloner applications and had trouble aligning the old hard drive with the new SSD. The application would either not recognize my Kingston 500 gig SSD drive, or when it did recognize it, it would give some generic error saying it could not complete the process. I eventually installed Windows 8 straight on the new SSD. A tip for listeners using eZeus to do application for cloning. I called their support because I own the paid version of that product, and they showed me a checkbox you must check for optimizing cloning when cloning to SSDs. I had to upgrade to a newer version because that checkbox is not in the older versions. Also, they suggested for the total best performance, do not clone. Do a fresh install. It seems that if you don't get proper alignment, that you won't get the performance boost you're looking for. This alignment stuff is way over my pay grade. Maybe one of your listeners can shed some light on what eZeus support was talking about. Thanks. And this is Larry from Kent, Ohio. Larry, thank you very much. And if anybody has any technical details on this aligning and cloning to an SSD, and you want to further explain that, put that in a voicemail to me or an email, and I will deal with that on another show. A link I'm going to have, and I want to thank Dane for sending this. This is probably more in response to the last Tech Vets that I recorded a few weeks ago with Carrie, where clearly I was extremely stressed out. And I still think to some point I am, and I'm dealing with it by trying to build in more breaks, more rest, trying to get more sleep, cutting back on my workload, and really getting rest. It's important. If your business is growing too fast, too quickly, as mine is growing, I'm kind of stepping back, and I'm not chasing down all the business that I could be chasing. I'm not ignoring it, but I'm not going after it with the gusto that I was a month ago, because I see myself just really getting to a point where I was stressing out. Anyway, Dane sent me a PDF, How to Deal with Burnout, regardless of what your profession is, regardless of whether you're in IT or not. Everybody has to, in some form or another, has to deal with this. And I think it's a great PDF. So a lot of common sense things, but makes you think. And I'll have that in the show notes so you can download and link that. Dane, thank you very much. This is another thing that dealing with stress I would share, because it's from one of our friends who is your friendly neighborhood computer guy. And this is a very good link. It's sent to me by Kevin in Ireland. And the link is How to Grow Your Business Without Hiring. How do you grow without hiring. How about a quick summary? You could raise your rates. Now, that sounds kind of, you know, wow, raise your rates, but you may end up making more money and working less. And he has ideas for how to do this. Create products, be an affiliate, automate. And he has ways to automate, hire contractors. This is where I'm on the fence. Everybody's recommending me, you know, farm out some of your work. That's not the work that I'm in. That's stressing me out. I do consulting work, which is almost borders on business consulting, where I'm helping the business and forming an IT strategy for the business. It's not just heads down repair and, oh, I'm having this problem at Word and I can farm that out. Yes, some of that is, but that's not my typical client and my typical business. A lot of people are recommending to farm out to hire contractors. I have a tough time doing that because they're not me and they're not representing me and they can never be me. Why I'm successful in consulting, my client, they're buying me. They're buying my services. They're buying how I treat them. And then they are so happy with me that they're recommending me to other businesses. So how do you instill that to a stranger? It's very difficult. So that's where I'm not there yet with the hiring of contractors. It's why I only have two people that I trust right now with a client. One of them is my son, my oldest son, Michael Jr. And the other one is Ken, who, by the way, is laid up now and get well soon, Ken. He had some surgery last week on his elbow, and the surgery went well, and he's recovering now. Please get well soon. I seen him a couple nights ago, and he's, you know, doing very, very well and not in pains. Anyway, Ken, I trust implicitly because he was my senior network engineer for 7 years. I know him. I know how he thinks. He knows how I think. There's a trust. The list is few. A person that I would trust and have trusted a client with, Winston Wolf in the chat. Someone, and I know Winston trusts me because I've helped him with clients. It takes time and it's very difficult to allow someone to represent you and be with your trusted clients. One of the hardest things to do. I'm not there yet. Doesn't mean I'm not going to get there totally, but I'm not there yet. It's a great read on how to grow without hiring. Check that link out. A link to free books from Microsoft. This is from Frank. I came across this webpage as a reference for free books on Reddit. None of them appeal to me, but there are some concerned with Exchange Server and such that may interest you and your audience. Absolutely. Thank you very, very much. And this is from John, who recommends a scanner, and I will have a link to this. And as a matter of fact, I'll see if it's on Amazon, and I'm sure it is, and I'll put my Amazon link also with it if you want to purchase it. And he ran into this portable scanner, and he thought of me and my past episodes where I've talked about small scanners in the past. This is another option for one of those small scanners. And John, thank you for thinking of me. And if you think of things like that, please send me a link to that so I can share it. Because if it's interest to you, there's thousands of listeners that it's going to interest. I know it. And that's what this is about. Sharing the tips, the tricks, the utilities, ways to increase productivity, great deals on things, get you to think of solutions, think out of the box. We don't just deal with tech here. You know that. There's more than that here. When we're talking about stress and burnout and things, that can apply to anybody. And the solutions are there, whether you're in the tech field or not. And we come up with these great, great solutions and tips, and it's not going to be the end-all solution. Bring it all together and formulate your own solution, and that's what I'm doing, and that's why I'm dealing with the stress and the stress of growth. And I think I'm doing well, and I got great plans over the next 2 months where I have built in little vacations and trips and rests and a weekend here and there that I refuse to block any work. I've mentally blocked it out to rest. And that's something that I've learned also, to schedule rest almost like it's a client appointment. And you know that's working. It really is. Where I look at my calendar, I'm booked there. That's my time to take a break. That's my time to rest. Remember that when you're busting your butt, whatever you're doing, to make sure you build that in, and time for yourself, time for your family, time for your spouse, your significant other. That's important. As I wrap up, and I have two songs I want to play, I want you to remember my Amazon link if you buy from Amazon, because that's huge in supporting the show. And that's amazon.micnation.net. Your price is the same. But when you make a purchase, no matter how small, I don't care if it's 10 cents, you're buying something, whatever it is, those pennies add up as a percentage when you purchase, and it makes a big difference in supporting the show, keeping the lights on, keeping the bandwidth and everything going for the show. I really, really, really appreciate it, and thank you from the bottom of my heart supporting amazon.micnation.net. I'm a huge Neil Young fan, and I've played Neil Young in the post shows. And for those of you who don't participate in the post show, after I'm finished recording, I will take questions from the chat room, but also play some music and take music requests. And occasionally I'll play some things from Neil Young. Well, a little while ago, not too long ago, I think only a few months ago, he released a CD recording, a live recording from the Cellar Door, a small club in the DC area from 1970. This is from 1970, Neil Young, two songs. Give a listen.
This next tune is off my new album. Feel to be alone. much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost such a cause. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you. Lullabies, look in your eyes, run around the same old town. Doesn't mean that much to me, to mean that much to you. I've been first and last, look at how the time goes past, but I'm all alone at last, rolling home to you.
Neil Young live at the Cellar Door from 1970. So a long time ago. Some classic Neil Young tunes. I want to play a promo for a new podcast that I don't know if you remember a few months ago. Alistair, a listener, sent a request asking me to announce he's looking for a co-host of a tech podcast. And this is great. It's the Admin Podcast. They have two podcasts. The first one is Troubleshooting Servers. The second one's about DHCP.
Welcome to the Admin Podcast. DHCP stands for Dynamic Host Configuration Protocol.
It's the least time run by the DHCP server. Come and help, quick, the server's down.
Has anyone changed anything? Hi, I'm Al.
And I'm Andy. We host the Admin Podcast, two British guys talking about servers and networking. If you're a sysadmin or a computer repair tech who wants to know more about servers, this podcast is for you. Visit us at adminadminpodcast.co.uk for more information and subscribe to this podcast.
Check out their podcast at www.adminadminpodcast.co.uk. Congratulations on your new podcast. I hope you can do hundreds and hundreds of episodes, keep up the great work, and glad to support new podcasters out there in the tech community, especially the server end. That's great. And guys, good luck and much success. That's it for tonight's show. I want to thank everybody for downloading and staying subscribed. I really appreciate it. I will see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.